In one of the greatest movies of all time, a World War I era Englishman and his Arab guide stop at a well in the desert, but as they drink, they see a lone figure in black galloping toward them on a camel. The Arab man recognizes him and draws a gun. The lone figure brings him down with a single musket shot and then pulls up and tells the Englishman,
"He was nothing. The well is everything. The Hazimi may not drink at our wells. He knew that." Salam. Hut, hut, hut.
Sheriff Ali, so long as the Arabs fight tribe against tribe, so long will they be a little people, a silly people, greedy, barbarous, and cruel, as you are.
Now that's an entrance. Omar Sharif as Sheriff Ali. Peter O'Toole in Lawrence of Arabia.
Yes.
By the way, also an uncredited camel.
I'm not happy because O'Toole is not very well. He can't speak with us today. So well, anyway, I've got to do the talking. Okay.
Well, I'm very glad. We are obviously joined now by the great Omar Sharif because Lawrence of Arabia hit the screens 50 years ago.
Yes. It was my first film outside of Egypt. I was 30 years old when I came out of Egypt, and I only went to another desert very close to it to play Lawrence of Arabia. Nothing exciting. It was all a desert thing, completely. I think everything that was good in that film was because David Lean was a brilliant director. I made two films with him. I made that one and another one after that, where I was playing a Russian person or something like that.
you were Dr. Zhivago, I know that.
They're my only two good films. I don't consider that I have any other film that was good for me.
Really?
And this is about 50 years ago.
Go back then! What did you bring us here for with your blasphemous conceit? Hey, English blasphemer? Akaba? Was it Akaba? You will not be at Akaba, English.
I shall be at Akaba. That is written in here.
What made David Lean such a great director?
You know, I don't know. He was a brilliant person. He didn't think of anything except films. He did not think of theater. He did not think of anything else in his life. He didn't like actors. He hated actors, but he loved me. I don't know why, because, you know, I didn't know myself what I was going to do. Mm-hmm. And the first shot I had to make, I spent the whole night to practice it for the next day, my first shot in the film. And he knew about this, and he loved me for it. Thank you. Thank you, him. Thank you, David, I'm saying.
Was it his idea that you have a mustache?
Yes. They sent me a plane in Egypt to bring me in the desert. And the plane came down, and there was one man standing in the desert, and they stopped the plane in front of him. I came down from the plane, and he didn't speak to me. He went round my head to see the profiles, to see what kind of hair I have, what a face I have. And then he said to me, "Omar, come, I have to speak to you." We went to the place where they do dressing and things like that. He sat with me. He said, "Omar, what do you think about a mustache, a black mustache? That would be good, wouldn't it, Omar?" I always said, "Yes, sir, yes, it's wonderful." I came from Egypt. I could believe myself at talking to this brilliant, extraordinary good director.
I gather you and Peter O'Toole became very good friends.
Yes, we were complete brothers. We slept in the same tent. We ate the same food. It was a wonderful thing when we were at night. We put our table outside the tent. The sky was wonderful at night. The stars were wonderful. We just sat there and talked and had some whiskey. We used to like having our whiskey at night. And we became very close friends.
"You are mad. Come to Akaba by land, we should have to cross the Nefud Desert."
"That's right.
The Nefud cannot be crossed."
"I'll cross it if you will."
"You? It takes more than a compass, Englishman. The Nefud is the worst place God created."
"I can't answer for the place, only for myself."
Was it difficult to make a film in the middle of a desert, particularly with all the camels and all the people and trains and everything?
I I tell you, it wasn't difficult for me at all. On the other hand, I was rather happy to be in the desert. I was rather happy not to have women. I don't know why. I was married, and my wife, wanted to see me all the time. She tried to come one or two times in the desert, but she wasn't allowed to come there. But I enjoyed my 1 year. It took 1 year of shooting this film in the desert.
Wow.
And I was happy being with fellows, being with a brilliant director, brilliant actors with me and all that. It was really wonderful for me. It was a great lesson for me to become an actor.
Did you expect the film to become anything like the huge hit it became?
I didn't at all think that anyone would even look at this film. It's 3 hours and 40 minutes or something like that. And Peter O'Toole and myself were unknown, both of us, when we made the film. And there was just secondary actors who were well-known and all that, but you couldn't believe that the people would go and sit for 3 hours and 40 minutes with no women, with no loving, with no action. The action was very little in that film. Uh-huh. All you did is get onto the camel and go around in the desert. That's all.
Mr. Sharif, I've read that you were born with a different name.
Yes. My name was Michael. Michael, it was. My mother and my father were Catholics. And first I went to the school where the priests were French. And then after, when I was 9 or 8 years old, I went to an English school, thank God. And there was a theater there, and that's how I started to become an actor.
When people see Lawrence of Arabia now, what, do you kind of hope that they'll particularly notice something or react to something?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I know after the film came out, mm-hmm. and when I went to the openings and all that, I realized that it made a very good effect on everybody. It was really very good. Till today, I see it. They always talk to me about Lawrence of Arabia.
Yeah.
And, I say, why don't you speak about Dr. Zhivago? Dr. Zhivago is a very good film, too.
Yes.
But the other film is more, you don't understand what happens. I mean, I don't understand what happened exactly. It's a very special film, I think.
Well, Mr. Sharif, a real pleasure talking to you.
Thank you.
Omar Sharif, he starred in Lawrence of Arabia, which has been restored in a new boxed Blu-ray edition for its 50th anniversary.